Sonia, how do you activate in the morning?
Coffee!
I know, it's the best thing in the world to wake up and make coffee, to smell it, and to taste it.
Yeah, and now we add activated creamers from Good Milk Co. They are full of adaptogens and mushrooms to boost your morning ritual. The powerful adaptogens are designed to help you elevate, make a delicious, creamy froth, and you're good to go.
So you're telling me that I can feel and look youthful and have more mental clarity by adding Good Milk Co. activated creamers to something I'm already doing?
Yes!
Well then sign me up. Good Milk Co. has always created products with the consumer in mind to keep you healthy and thriving.
Order yours today at goodmilk.co. That's GOODMYLK.CO. And use code POWERFUL15 for 15% off.
Welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast.
We're two sisters on a mission to entertain
and educate by learning from women who live a purpose-driven life.
Be sure to subscribe and rate our podcast.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast. On this episode, we talk with Christine Mulhern. She is an ambassador for Oprah Daily and was the former ad style director for Oprah Magazine for over 10 years. Christine really has the best energy and wisdom and shares so much about leaning into the unknown and trusting that the universe has your back. This is a great episode. We love Christine and how she is helping all girls feel seen, valued, and heard. Like and subscribe so we can keep sharing all these powerful women with you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast. Today we have Christine Mulhern here. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi, ladies. I'm so excited. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday. I just wanted to tell you, you did an Instagram Live with Teddy a few weeks ago, and that day I had the biggest to-do list ever. And I was so enthralled with what the positivity tips you were giving. I just sat in the coffee shop and watched the entire thing. And I'm like, this is so powerful, not only because of your advice, but I think because of your delivery, which I think is so important when you're communicating to anyone, like about starting your self-love journey or trying to be positive in your life. So I just wanted to let you know that was amazing.
Oh my gosh, that made my day. I get teary. Y'all, I cry. I think I've maybe even said this before. I cry like 10 times a day, mostly good stuff, but I just get super emotional with things. And that just makes me so happy only because, I mean, I've listened to so many podcasts and, you know, different things. And when I'm having not even a bad day, but just some days when I needed something. And so I'm just happy, you know, it's able to help somebody else. There were so many times where I, you know, I was like, I really needed these 7 podcasts today to turn it around. So that makes me excited.
Yeah. Well, today we kind of wanted to talk to you and we didn't tell you what we wanted to talk to you about, but I'm going to tell you right now. I kind of wanted to talk about just like change and growth and like different chapters of life. And I think as women, we all get like really anxious about like what's going to happen and are we going to hit all these milestones? And I was just kind of more curious like about your flow through life and how you like maneuvered it in a graceful way, but also like, you know, stuck out a lot of nitty gritty stuff that wasn't probably as graceful as you wanted it to be.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Let's let the listeners know we were not prepared for this conversation. So I'm teasing. So my armpits are sweating. I'm a little nervous.
But I start sweating.
Always,
I'm like, welcome to therapy on the internet.
For everyone to join in. Oh, I'm teasing. This is actually a really, really awesome question only because I'm so glad you asked it because it is sometimes even tough to talk about because I'd like to say now I'm so, you know, I have so much more wisdom. I'm also like older. I also have been through so much in the past couple of years so that I have so much more trust in the universe and what's going to happen and with change. But graceful is not always the way I would describe change, you guys. Right. And so again, as you get older and you go through things, that starts to happen. But change is really tough. It's the most amazing thing ever. I'm going to be perfectly honest. Change is always happening for you. It's not happening to you. And so once I heard like those kind of quotes, I was like, all right, are you sure? Because it really doesn't freaking feel like that. But if you really say it to yourself, like, oh, all right, like I just, you know, you young girls, like my boyfriend just broke up with me. This isn't happening to me. It's happening for me. And you just start to repeat it like, oh my gosh, I'm really grateful that my boyfriend broke up with me. And it sounds a little crazy, but when you believe it's happening for you because there's somebody way freaking better and more amazing and more awesome, your mindset starts to change a little bit. And I think the challenge that we have with change is just being like upset about it and thinking it's the worst when it's really a mindset. It's truly a mindset of, yes, I'm still disappointed, or this caught me off guard, or this happened out of the blue, but I know in the end it's the best for me. If your mind starts to think like that, you really can kind of change your perspective.
Yeah, it's all about that perspective, which again is not easy to understand, especially as like a young woman.
I completely agree. It's not easy to understand. And I feel like there's so many times where we second guess ourselves, you know, like, oh, should I have done more? Should I, whether it be a job, a relationship, a friendship, you know, did I do everything I could? Or I used to beat myself up like, well, Christine, you shouldn't have done that. Or, you know, you should have tried to do this. And you can't go back and change time. Right. You can't. And so if you can find little lessons in it, which isn't always fun, because sometimes I'll be honest, you just want to be pissed. Yeah. You know, I just wanted to be angry. I just wanted to be mad at somebody. And I also felt like that person deserved it, if yeah. I'm being completely honest. So I think those feelings are valid too. So I wouldn't always immediately go straight to the lesson. You know, to me, in my opinion, that comes in a couple of days, maybe even a couple of weeks. You know, mm-hmm. initially it comes with the, you're allowed to feel your feelings, man. So with change, you can be angry, you can be disappointed, you can be pissed off, whether it be at another person or yourself. I had a girlfriend give me really good advice when my dad had passed away very unexpectedly. So that's kind of a Debbie Downer. We won't go too far into that, but it completely caught me off guard. And all the advice people had given me was like, but you have these amazing memories and he's watching over you. And those are all lovely things, but none of that is comforting. And a girlfriend had said to me, she's like, you feel those feelings and do whatever you want for as long as you want. And I was mm-hmm. like, really? And it was her giving me permission to be pissed, to be angry, to feel bitter of like, I'm only this age. How come my parent has to pass away? People are complaining about their grandmother. Not that I'm trying to be insensitive, but I was like, this is a parent. So I just wanted to be really real that I was pissed and angry. And the best advice is feel it.
Yeah.
Feel it. And then you'll move on from it. But don't try to like keep those feelings down here because they won't actually go away.
I know it's such a big lesson for your emotional health. And I was just thinking about my own self-love journey. And when I was younger, Sonia, I found my like worth and my identity, maybe like in living in Los Angeles, like that was part mm-hmm. of my identity, or like mm-hmm. having this boyfriend, or, you know, like Teddy and I, like all this stuff is like, I feel like I was holding on to like, well, they're part of who I am. But if you really do start doing the self-love work, and doing, you know, self-worth, you realize like, it, you know, it's a hit to your ego maybe.
And of course.
Change happens, but you really have to be confident in yourself and be like you said, right. like this is happening for me, not to me. And, you know, that person doesn't define me. The city doesn't define me.
Well, and I think if you're really actually like taking care of yourself, like the older and older, you know, and more mature and like you have more time or you have more money for all these self-care things, like, when the change happens, it might not be such a big whack, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, of course, in high school, all those things are so in front of your face and you're so present and you have no idea how to handle it because it's never happened. But as you like go through life, like some of the changes, like you can say that stuff, like you're saying, you can say like, oh, this is for me. This is because something's better out there. Do you agree with that? Like when you're feeling better about yourself, the change is like, whatever.
Absolutely. I completely think that. And that's why it's like, I love when you say like it's your self-care and self-love journey, because it doesn't actually end no matter how old you get. You know, we would always talk about, I used to work for the Oprah magazine for a very long time. And the mission still is to live your best life. And one of the things that we would always say is what it looks like for you is different for me, but also that it never ends. And I feel like it's the same for your self-care and your self-love journey. You don't wake up one day and you're like, all right, I can totally stop loving myself. I hit the mark. I'm here. Yeah. I'm amazing. It changes and it's constantly happening. So I agree with you that the more you love yourself, the more the years go on, the more experiences you have, you just build that confidence and build that muscle. And it doesn't happen right away. And it's also only, in my opinion, as time goes on, then you can look back and be like, oh, that was so good for me. Like, I'm so happy that happened. Right. Girl, in the moment, absolutely friggin' not. It did not feel good. And, you know, it was so tough to get through. But once you're on the other side, that, in my opinion, is when you can look back and appreciate it a little bit more.
I'm just kind of excited because I feel like I'm in a good place, like in my own personal journey. Like, I like myself. So I'm like, so like, I'm excited. Like in even a couple more years, I'm like, well, if I like my life now, then I can't even wait. You know what I mean? So like, and not that bad shit's not going to go down, but it's just like, I do a lot of work. I do the work. Mm-hmm. Right. So I feel like I deserve to be happy and like honor that and share it with you.
Absolutely. I love that you say that too, because the deserve part is a big piece. And y'all are so much younger than me, but I like still really even struggle with that the last couple of years, because it's like, maybe even as a sensitive person, it's like, oh, I'm so happy this happened, or this job, or this, you know, pay increase, or this. And you'd feel so excited, but then sometimes you feel like, well, now maybe I'm bragging, or now maybe like I'm too full of myself, which we hear all the time. And I loved hearing from Oprah, because she had said, I have to be full of myself, because if I'm not full of myself, I can't give to everybody else. And so everybody always talks about the cup running over. That doesn't, to me, translate as well, because all women, we all know that woman that's like too full of herself or loves herself too much. No, y'all, that's a thing. We're supposed to want that. We want to be gracious and, you know, we don't want to be arrogant, but when we are so much and too much, it's a good thing, because then it's like, oh, I can give this to Teddy, or I can give this to another podcast. So that's the goal, y'all. The goal is to love yourself a ton, to be as happy as you possibly can, and to chase it. I remember Teddy and I talked about this last time, y'all, like, news alert, happiness is not going to fall in your lap. It's just not. The boyfriend, the car, the job, the paycheck, awesome, but that doesn't guarantee the happiness. The work is really what does it for you. If like trying to find out what makes you happy, because I know you two are sisters, but I would imagine two very different feelings of what makes you both happy, right?
Oh, very much. Yeah. We're very different. Everyone thinks we're like the same and they have no idea.
Totally different personalities, right?
Yeah, we're different bodies, we're different brains, we're different hearts, like, so we need different things.
And I think when you each find out what that happiness is, I think that's, I'm still finding out what that is, and I think it's really important part of the work. I actually just heard, when was it? Maybe even just last week, I retook like the personality tests. Yeah. I don't know if you guys have ever taken those, but it sounds crazy, but they're really a good way to kind of find out more about yourself, because the more you know, that's how you make yourself happier. So when I was taking the test, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so true. I actually switched from one to the other as I got older, which was interesting. Like
are you talking about Myers-Briggs?
There's the one, you know, where it's like, you're the campaigner, or you're
We need to do that.
Yeah, I think it's like the 16 personality test or whatever it is. Interesting, like find out now, and then maybe like 5 years, take it again, because mine's different now. But it is a good reminder to be like, Christine, the reason this makes you happy is because you're wildly sensitive. So maybe for Teddy, that's not her jam. But for you, the reason this makes you excited is because you like X, Y, or Z. So again, newsflash, there's no boyfriend, girlfriend, best friend, mom, or brother that can make you happy until you know. Right. And then you communicate it to them like, hey, you know what? I really get my feelings hurt when you say X, or I really feel awesome in our relationship and you make me feel like super fabulous and gorgeous when you say this instead of a present. But how is that the person supposed to love you if you don't even know how to love you?
Exactly.
So those personality tests are important.
Yeah, I think. And also like, be real with yourself. Like, it's like, if you need to do that work, like be real and like pick up a book, listen to a podcast, like start today. Like you don't have to wait for some, you know, big thing to happen. Every day is like a new day. Experience something new and then grow into who you really are.
I mean, even today, my alarm went off at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. And I was like, should I go to my workout? And everything in me was like, I really just want to sleep in. But then there was this voice, and I've been doing that Mel Robbins, like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, because that's what, like, I literally learned that tool, and I'm like, I have to do that. So then mm-hmm. I'm like, I need to work out because it makes me feel better, mm-hmm. and I'll be happier today if I do it. So I just launched myself out of bed and went. But
yay for you. Clap for you.
It's nice.
I was wondering, because you worked at Oprah Magazine as an ad mm-hmm. director for over a decade. So yes. One, I think it's really interesting because the self-love, self-care, you know, meditation, I'm so glad it's coming to a forefront and like people are sharing resources and, you know, really diving into it. But 10 years ago, it really wasn't that big of a conversation. So how did you get the job and like attracts like, and build a really powerful team?
Yeah, that's so fun. It's so interesting that you bring that up, because I think it's wild now that we talk about self-care and journaling, and it's not only part of the conversation, it's cool. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you how uncool it was 13 years ago. You know,
I want to know who taught you guys that, who was teaching Oprah that, and therefore she could teach you guys, or how did you guys find that research and really know that that was the truth and what women needed, or all people needed? I want to know that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's, again, really great that we're talking about all of this now. I remember one funny example is we were talking to an advertiser, and they were like, oh my gosh, you know, we have this love campaign. It was lipstick, right? It was like a red lipstick that they wanted to promote. And they were like, we're going to go with the beauty magazines to advertise there. And I was like, absolutely not. You need to be in our magazine. We're all about love, you know, self-love. And they were like, no. We want relationship love, hot, sexy. And we're like, well, you can love yourself and write in your journal. And let me tell you that the room cleared out. So now just goes to show, I was like, so needless to say, I did not make that money, but just goes to show you where we are culturally. And to answer your question, Teddy, our editors, right? So there's two sides to a magazine, which I didn't know, you know, when I got out of college. So there's the editorial side, which is all of the writers. And then there's the advertising side. And that was myself. So we would go to advertisers and tell them and ask them to buy pages in the magazine. And that's actually how a magazine makes money. So the editors are really in charge of what stories do we want to write? What articles are important? And so they were directly meeting with Oprah. Gail King, her best friend, also on, you know, CBS, runs the editorial side. And so they were constantly meeting with different authors and really keeping, you know, a pulse on what was important, but not just culturally, what was important to Oprah and her mission. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I think is so important, is that our editors were saying, hey, self-love is important. And you know, taking care of yourself is really important, because again, it's coming from a woman who's older, not younger like me or anybody else. So they had that experience, right? And they knew all of this wisdom, and the goal was to share all this wisdom with a younger generation. And so that's really where that came from, hearing from our editors of why it was important. They would tell us personal stories. And so then it was our job to go out to advertisers and the public and kind of explain that in a way that was, I don't want to say sexy, but explain that in a way that was more appealing to the masses, sure, if you will. So, yeah.
Very cool. I love that. I love that everyone was over there just sharing stories. I think that's the best way to learn. And how gracious to even be vulnerable to share stories.
Especially, I agree.
When it's not cool and it's new to people.
I completely agree. It's new to people. And also just sharing a story, no matter what, I still get, I wouldn't say intimidated by it, but I just don't love talking about myself. I feel like, oh, what else can I talk about to help other people? But I have learned over the past couple of years, and a lot of research, just straight up science, that somebody retains more information when it's a story versus a statistic or fact. So the reason podcasts, I think, are super successful is because it's like, oh my gosh, remember that girl, Teddy, wait, what had happened to her? And that's how they remember a story versus, you know, X percent or this happened. So intention, going back to another Oprah thing, if your intention is to help another girl by sharing your story, it's going to work. If your intention is hey, let me talk about myself, that's different. It's not going to resonate with people. But if your goal is hey, maybe this is going to encourage somebody, excite somebody, you know, help somebody, then that is really, you know, going to work out for you.
And working with tween and teenage girls, they can smell that anything fake from a mile away.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So, you know, it's like we wouldn't be around if, you know, no. if we were just trying to be on here.
And
to talk.
It's really interesting, like, if women want to be mentors, sometimes, like, we have to protect the girls and, like, keep it authentic because, like, they like us because we're normal.
Right.
But, like, we're, like, relatable. Like, they like us. We're the fun aunts, like, that kind of thing. And mm-hmm. some women, like, want to volunteer, and it's like, well, we can tell you're here to, like, help yourself. You know what I mean? So I'm like, you don't get access to the kids. Sorry. That's going to do more damage than good.
Yeah.
That's so smart of you guys. And you're, like, older beyond your years, because it goes back to that trust factor. You know, when Reese Witherspoon has, like, a book club, and when she says, hey, I like a book or something, people believe it. And I think when you have that trust factor, meaning I don't accept any book or I don't accept any person, it has to be on brand, and you protect that really carefully and closely, you know, you're doing yourself a service and also to those girls, because that's, like, your good intention. And yeah, you can tell when somebody wants to just self-promote and you're like, that's not what we're here for. It's secondary. It'll happen naturally. Yeah. But if that's your goal and your intention, it doesn't translate.
That's so true. I'm curious, like, through the years of, like, having all this beautiful knowledge at your fingertips through working where you worked, what does your morning look like? I know you're, like, always on Instagram sharing the sunshine and the realness of your family. Like, I'm just curious, like, what you picked up along the way that is, like, a non-negotiable. You're like, I have to have my tea with ginger in it. Like, what's something that you're like, that's what I do every day?
Totally. Well, now my morning looks super different, because for the past, I mean, I was at Oprah for 13 years. And prior to that, I was at, like, a spa finder place. I don't know if anybody knows that website. And before that, it was at Bon Appetit magazine. So it was like commuting for the past 18 years of my life. So my morning does not look at all the same as
would
it
you drive
has in the past.
The city? Where would you go?
What? I lived in White Plains. And so that's like 50-minute drive. So y'all, I've been doing like an hour and a half commute in and an hour and a half commute out, for no joke, like 12 years or something. It's ridiculous. Absolutely unacceptable. That's non-negotiable. Now I'm getting fired up. Now I'm getting pissed and I'm angry, but I can look back now and say, all right, I've learned the lesson. But let me tell you, I have been angry the past, like, maybe not angry, but the past 12 years, you guys are really hard, because I would leave my house at, like, no joke, 7:10, drop my son off at daycare, run to the train, park my car, get on a 7:20 train, take the train into the city, take two subways, walk two blocks just to get to the damn job. And no offense, the job is great. It ain't that good. I'm not, you know, sitting in Oprah's house in California. So I look back now, a non-negotiable for me is that kind of commute. In LA, maybe you guys can relate with the traffic and being in the car, but we're not
driving to Hollywood every day from Santa Monica.
Yeah.
And it was an hour. So I was like, I didn't know how to manage my stress and my emotions. And that's what was, like, a big thing for me. It was like, I don't ever want to have to work for someone else. I don't ever want to have to commute, because it takes so much of your life. And I was angry in the car. I was
absolutely
like, every day.
No, so you're, all that stress and, like, anger manifested, and she, like, blew her back out at, like, 24 and, like, laid on the ground for a year.
Yeah, it was bad.
Jeez, that is bad. That's
Live Nation.
You're like, hey, friendly PSA.
But what happened when COVID hit, or when you decided the Oprah magazine wasn't happening anymore? Like, what happened when you were just, like, at home?
Life got awesome.
You what?
You know? Life got awesome. That's what happened. You know,
life,
I mean,
is nice.
It is. It's like, it's ridiculous that it took a global pandemic for this kind of stuff to happen. But it's not necessarily blamed on, like, one person. Number one, that's New York City. It's a hustle like you've never hustled before in your life. So that really is truly just part of the culture. The other piece was corporate America. Like, you just didn't work from home. It's also, I'm in sales and advertising. Yeah. So everything is face to face. You can't ask and sell $1 million over, like, email, you know? So it's also, I've tried.
Hey, it's Christine.
Hey, here's my Venmo.
Exactly. You know, you can pay in installments of, you know, $500 a week. So it's just all of that combination. So it took, like, a global pandemic, not my boss, not her boss, not that it was really that high up. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, that's when, I'm going to be completely real, that's when a lot more anger came in, a lot more bitterness came in, because all of a sudden I was at home drinking coffee, not ginger or tea, but having coffee with my son, having, you know, an extra hour and a half before I had to get on the computer. That made me pissed, y'all. I was like, how did I give up all of this time? And I was just angry. And the more I was staying home, the angrier I got. So I called my friend. I used to do the podcast with her. She's a life coach. And I was bawling my eyes out. And she's like, what is wrong with you? And I was like, what is wrong with me? Like, how could I have given away my time like this? How could I have like done such a disservice to my son and like not been around as much and gotten babysitters? And she's like, you're just feeling all of the feels. Yeah. It's okay. And I literally had to like mourn and like myself and my choices for the past, like however many years. And I did that for a good 2 months. And I'm glad I did, because now my non-negotiable is I will work from home 2 or 3 days a week. I will commute maybe one. And that's just it. I will find the right job. I will find the right money. It's out there. I just had to come to terms with it first. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, you know,
I love that. Just feel all the feelings keeps coming up for you. And yeah, I think that's what Girl Powerful is all about, is like teaching people that it's okay to feel too. Like, it's okay. And like, if you can find that space that you're allowed to do that, whether it be in a group like Girl Powerful, or if it's in your bedroom, or if it's on a walk, like it looks different for everyone, where you can let it out. Like, you have the awesome friend to call. A lot of people say like reach out, but it's like, you can't say that to people, because a lot of people don't have those people. And yeah. So I like that advice makes me cringe sometimes, because I'm like, you mm-hmm. don't know people's reality, mm-hmm. you know? So it's like, self-soothing is such a big thing. And that's mm-hmm. another thing that people need to let themselves do that by feeling.
I agree. I feel like your feelings are there for a reason. Some of us feel more than others, and that's, you know, a superpower. And I also feel like sometimes it's hard to call, because I might have like I have three maybe that I would call. That's it. Everybody else, they have their own shit. Like, why am I going to call them and bawl my eyes out when they're at home with their three kids? I have one, you know, like you feel uncomfortable. Yeah. Or even calling your mom, who totally can't relate. We all love our moms or our dads, but maybe somebody's, it's just, it's a lot to ask, like be super vulnerable and then go share that with somebody else. So I feel like it's important to find ways to self-soothe and just be in the feelings. And I really had to just sit with myself. I couldn't blame somebody else. I was mad at myself. I was just really angry and bitter, but I really am so happy I felt that, because I will never again do it in my life. So I've got the next, as Tim McGraw says, the next 40 years, let me tell you, they will look very different than the first 40 years. And that's all I can do. I can't go back and change the past. I can just make good choices moving forward.
Well, you know, it's going to be rad. You're rad. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. So
thanks, girl.
We have a hard stop, but one more thing. We just implemented our own this or that. Okay. So are you ready?
You're going to sweating again. Okay.
They're pretty easy. There's one sneaky one.
You can't tell it.
Okay. Ready? Easy. Smoothies or green juice?
Smoothie.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
Makeup or all natural?
Makeup.
Oprah or Reese?
Oprah.
Kindness or gratitude?
Both. How do I pick?
Yeah, it's okay. Both. And then last one, reading or audible books?
Audible books.
Yeah. You can cram it out quick.
Yeah, I feel like audible books, like you can also hear a little bit more personality, you know, and I don't know, sometimes I read too fast and then I skip shit because I get like too impatient. So
you're like, our mom reads the last page of the book before she reads a book, or doesn't even read anything else. She'll just read the last page.
You're like, mom, you're completely like defeating the purpose. Yeah. But you know what? Like,
spoiler alert.
Ever. Oh yeah. She's like, do you want to know who wins The Bachelor? Like on, no. On the first time it airs. So you're like, how do you know? She's like, I found it.
You're like, oh, the world went. I told you, mom. Okay. Got it. Yep.
We end every episode with what makes you feel the most alive.
Oh, what makes me feel the most alive? When I am doing something that I know was meant to be, or that is really encouraging and exciting for that I'm giving that to somebody else. That makes me feel the most alive.
I love that. And I can feel it through the screen, even though I don't know you. I told you earlier, I love listening to you and watching you because you can really feel your presence and your aura even through the screen. So thank you for spending your time with us. We are
grateful for you. Oh, and I'm grateful for you. I was saying to Teddy last week is that I wanted to do, she said, you know, what do you want to do more of? And I sometimes can just get lazy or, you know, just life gets in the way. And I was like, I want to do more things like this because I just hope it helps people or encourages, you know, other people. Everybody would do that for me. So it's nice to kind of do it for others. And you just keep your fingers crossed. The more you keep pushing out good stuff, the more everybody else will too. And we just got good vibes all around.
Yeah. We'll see you soon.
All right. Bye, girls.
Bye. Have a great
day.
Weekend.
Bye.
Thanks to our guest. For more information on her, see the show notes.
Please hit subscribe if you have not already. That way, a new episode is delivered directly to your feed every week.